Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Monday, May 2. Coming up, operational changes to be implemented at public health institutions. Accountant General's Department embarks on re-verification process for agents. And Youth Ministry to launch National Child Month campaign. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting deaf dance competition. April 5 to 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
Now the news. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says operational changes will be implemented at the island's public health institutions in an effort to improve service delivery. Dr. Tufton made the announcement following a recent tour of the Cornwall Regional Hospital in Montego Bay, St. James. Dr. Tufton says the changes aim to ease the patient load at hospitals by sending users to clinics and health centers, reduce waiting time for patients, and better coordinate links between government health facilities. He adds that the government will be pursuing public-private partnerships to help lessen the load on hospitals. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health will be addressing the management and digitizing of patient medical records over the medium term. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says this will provide ease of access for doctors and other practitioners.
It's a very expensive process, and I've already started to have discussion with possible providers. Not entirely paperless, but minimal paper. A doctor who wants to look at a patient would not need to search for a file, and they could digitally get the patient's information.
The health minister says the University Hospital of the West Indies has already begun digitizing patient records, and the practice will spread throughout the general healthcare system in the coming months. The Accountant General's Department, AGD, has for the first time embarked on a re-verification process for agents who represent government pensioners. This as the agency takes steps to update its records in keeping with ongoing modernization efforts. Client Services Manager Tanisha Ware Grant says the AGD has advertisements in the print and electronic media advising government pensioners and their agents to visit its offices during the period May 2 to 6. She is emphasizing that the process does not apply to all government pensioners.
We are not interested in those persons who do not have persons acting on their behalf. We are interested in all those government pensioners who have an agent acting on their behalf. So we would like to see the agent themselves and the pensioners who have these agents acting for them. And the verification needs a proof of address and also identification for both persons.
The Accountant General's Department has advised that pensioners and their agents who fail to visit its offices during the May 2 to 6 period will risk non-payment of pension. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is to launch a national campaign later this month to underscore the government's commitment to the protection of the nation's children. Entitled Our Children Jamaica, the campaign is to solidify in the minds of all Jamaicans that the protection and safety of children is their collective responsibility. The aim of the campaign is to provide members of the public with the knowledge on the best practices and principles of taking a holistic approach to the raising and well-being of children.
With this campaign, the ministry intends to usher in a new era of public-private sector collaboration and broadly spread messages that can improve citizens' knowledge about the education, health, protection, and parenting of children, while encourage that it takes a village to raise a child.
State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, made the call while presenting a Child Month message to the nation. Mr. Green says protecting the nation's children is an effort that citizens must undertake as one family in schools, neighborhoods, and communities. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.